morning we want to talk on the topic of escape from decision.
今天早上我跟大家要谈的题目呢，是对于下决心的逃避。
I will read from the Word of God in Luke, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 57 to the end of the chapter.
我要开始读路加福音第九章，从第五十七节开始读完这一章。
Luke chapter 9, verse 57.
路加福音 第九章第五十七节。
As they were going along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go.
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
To another he said, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father.
又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
But he said to him, Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
Another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home.
又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
Jesus said to him, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God.
耶稣说, 手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
Escape from decision.
逃避决定。
Have you ever had to make an important decision recently?
你在最近有没有要做一个重大的决定？
It wasn't easy to decide which way to take, was it?
是不是你感觉到
I could say for my own self this past week it was very hard to know what to decide, what to do for this morning.
我个人可以代而言之者，就是在上一周啊，我简直就不知道对今天早上这个聚会，我个人应当怎么办。
Usually important decisions are times of great struggle.
通常重要的决定呢，都是
Within us, there is often the fear that we might take the wrong step at this crucial moment.
在我们里面，我们常常有一种恐惧。什么恐惧呢？就是害怕呀，我们在要紧的关头走错了一步。
Sometimes, out of fear, we even sidestep the really important decision.
有的时候基于恐惧，我们甚至于要逃避做一个决定。Peter
Drucker, the well-known American management consultant, is one who is very familiar to all of the young people in business administration.
在美国有一个很有名的行政学家，他对青年人 在这个企业方面、管理方面，都是对他很了解、很认识。
Many young people in Taiwan colleges have read his books.
在台湾大学里面的青年 大多数都读过他的书。
He has written that the young people of today have the burden of decision imposed on them in a way that frightens them.
他曾经写过这样一句话，他说今天的青年都有一个下决心的重担，这个重担呢，那么担在他们的肩膀上面，以至于他们害怕呀，这个以至于对这个重担有这个恐惧心。
And Peter Drucker has said that this burden of decision causes many young people to want to escape from decision.
这个 Peter Drucker 他这样写，说这种决心的重担压得那些青年人希望逃避下决定。
I think if we think of the Chinese family, we can see how this is so.
我想我们假如要是想思想一下中国人的家庭呢，那个情形就可以晓得这种情形。
In earlier years, everything was decided by the parents.
那么在最早的时候啊，一切都是由父母做决定。
Nowadays, young people have much more of an opportunity to decide with their parents.
那么在今这个最近呢，这些青年人他们已经可以跟他们的父母彼此商量来做决定了。
There is the burden of decision on the hearts of young people around the world today.
在这个世界上的青年人的心里面都有一个重担，就是怎么样做决定。
Peter Drucker observes that the burden of having to make many important decisions causes many young people to drop out so that there are no decisions. There are no choices. There isn't any responsibility.
因为 Drucker 先生，那么他就观察到，注意到青年人要想做重要决定的这种负荷，这种重担，使得他们想临阵退却，不做决定，没有选择，没有责任。
This morning, we have the opportunity to consider the situation of three persons who were brought to the place of life's most important decision.
今天早上我们有一个机会来思想三个人的光景。这三个人呢，他们来到一种情形，一种境界。什么境界呢？就是他们生命当中啊，要做最重要的决定的关头。
These three persons were probably young people.
这三个人也许是青年人。
But we cannot be very sure of this.
但是我们没有把握。
But we will discover that each one of these three, in his own way, wanted to escape from this all-important decision.
但是我们发现，这三个人，每一个人呢，都想用他们自己的方法逃避做这样一个重要的决定。
That is, the desire to be a dropout was the initial response, at least, of each one of these three.
那就是说，这三个人每一个人的心里面都有一个临阵退却的意愿，来作为这件事的反应。
To clearly understand how these three young people and their escape from decision have anything to do with you and with me, we must first examine the historical background.
为了要清楚地了解这三个人以及他们的三心两意跟我们有什么样的关系，我们必须先要了解历史的背景。
The historical background of their moment of decision.
就是他们呢，到了一个重要决定关头的这个历史背景。
I invite you first of all to turn back to the 51st verse of chapter 9.
我首先希望各位 能够翻回我们刚刚读的路加福音第九章的第五十一节。
Afterwards, we will look at the first two verses of chapter 10.
那么五十一节读完了以后，我们再看第十章的前面两节。
This will be the background that will help us to understand these three people and their situation.
这可以帮助，这是一种背景，可以帮助我们呢了解这三个人的光景。
The 51st verse says, when the days drew near for him to be received up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem.
第五十一节告诉我们说，耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
In the 51st verse, we gain insight about the person of Jesus Christ and the reason why we face life's most important decision when we meet him.
那么我们在第五十一节看到耶稣基督他这个怎么样决定了要到一个地方去，那么当我们遇见他的时候，我们也可以采取一种态度来做我们的决定。
Would you please note the words received up in the 51st verse?
请各位要注意第五十一节那个被接上身四个字。
They have a double meaning, a dual meaning to them.
这一句话有双重意义。
The first meaning,
第一个意思，
Jesus Christ was soon to be received up to heaven.
第一个意思就是耶稣很快的要被接到天上去了。
He was soon to sit at the right hand of the eternal emperor of heaven and earth.
他要很快的被接上身，坐在那个神的国里面，就是那个有大能之神的国里面，神的右边。
He was soon to continue with God, God's sovereign rule over all the universe.
他要到天上去，与神一同来统治这个宇宙。
The time had come for God's only Son to be received up into the glory of the Heavenly Father.
这个神的儿子他被接到神的就天父的荣耀里的那个时间那个日子已经到了。
This glory was the glory that Jesus Christ had always shared from all eternity with the Heavenly Father.
这个荣耀是我们主耶稣从亘古到亘古就与神所共享的。
Received up tells us who he is the Son of God.
被接上身告诉我们他是谁，他是神的儿子。
But received up has a second meaning.
但是被接上身还有另外一个意思。
God's Son who had become a man must be received up on a cross and suffer and die.
神的儿子变成一个人，他必须要被接上升到十字架上面去。
This was in order that countless millions of mankind might also share his glory, the glory of God.
这个目的在哪里呢？就是让千千万万的人能够也享受到，也分享到他的荣耀。
Jesus Christ had become a man like you and me in every way except that he never once disobeyed the Heavenly Father.
耶稣基督跟你我在各方面都变成同样的人，只有一点点不同，那就是主耶稣从来没有违背过天父的旨意。
We have all proved ourselves unworthy of God and of God's presence, God's glory.
我们都已经证明了我们自己不配在神的荣耀里侍立。
Therefore, Jesus Christ was now to be received up to a place of suffering unknown by man.
因此 耶稣基督现在要被劫上升到一个地方去受苦，那个受苦的地方是我们人所不知道的。
He was going to ascend to the cross where his heavenly father would punish him for you and for me.
他要上到十字架上去接受天父的审判，这个刑罚是为你为我而准备的。
Jesus Christ died for all mankind.
耶稣基督为全人类而死。
The punishment?
这是一种刑罚吗？
Here's what it was.
那么这个是这样一种刑罚。
Something that had never happened from all eternity and will never ever happen again in all eternity.
这件事从亘古以来从来没有发生过，在以后也不再会发生。
We can never fully understand it.
我们不能够完全的明白这件事的意义。
God separated himself from his only son.
神把他自己跟他的独生儿子分开了。
The result was death.
这个结果就是死。
Jesus Christ died. He died for us.
耶稣基督死为你我死。
But he not only suffered the agony of physical death.
他不仅仅接受了这个肉体上的死的苦难。
He also experienced the greater agony of spiritual death.
他也经历到那个属灵的死的痛苦。
That is separation from the eternal God.
那就是与永生的神隔离。
Listen.
听好。
Jesus Christ, God's Son, according to verse 51, set his face to this decision.
耶稣基督就是神的儿子，根据第五十一节告诉我们，他定义向一个目的地去。
He set his face to go to Jerusalem because he knew that there was a cross awaiting him.
他定义要向耶路撒冷去，因为他晓得在那个地方有一个十字架在等待他。
He was no dropout.
他不是一个临阵退却的人。
He would not escape from his moment of decision.
他不逃避要做决定的那个时刻。
God's love for us was too marvelous.
神对我们的爱实在是太奇妙。
God's desire to bring sinful mankind back to himself was too great.
神他定义要把我们一起犯罪的人能够再带到他的面前，这种爱，这种意愿的伟大，实在是太了不起了。
From all eternity, God had decided on the way of the cross.
从亘古以前，神就已经决定了这个十字架的方法。
Now we want to look ahead in our background to the first two verses of chapter 10.
我们现在还要更进一步的来看这个背景，这是在第十章的前面两节。
In these first two verses, we see God's Son, Jesus Christ, making another decision.
在这两节里面，就是第十章的前面两节，我们看到了神的儿子耶稣基督又做了一个重要的决定。
And this decision is vitally related to his decision for the cross.
那么这个决定呢，是跟他上十字架的决心有很大的关系。
And as it is a decision which is still going on today, it's still in the process of being completed today, you and I are involved.
由于这个决心今天仍在进行的过程当中，还在完成中，所以你我都与这个决定有关系。
You and I are involved. Yes, we are, whether we want to be or not.
我们都跟这个决心有关系，不管我们愿意不愿意。
And as we have ears to hear, as we hear the Lord Jesus making this decision, This in turn puts on our hearts the burden for decision.
那么我们在这个地方看到了主耶稣基督他做的决定，那么这个决定呢，也给我们的身上有一个下决定的负担。
Now please look at chapter 10, verse 1.
请看第十章第一节。
Here is the decision.
这个我们看到一个决定。
The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town where he was about to come.
主又设立了七十个人，差遣他们两个两个的，在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去。
He was deciding on 70 men, 70 other men.
他决定了另外七十个人的事情。
Why does it say others?
为什么要说另外的呢？
He had already chosen 12 special followers.
他已经选择了十二个特别跟从他的人。
He had chosen 12 of his Jewish followers to be the founders of his church, which he would establish through them after his death and resurrection.
那么他选择这十二个犹太的门徒作为教会的根基，在他复活以后。
Now, just before going to the cross, he chose 70 more.
在他临上十字架以前，他又设立了七十个人。
What did he need them for?
他要设立他们做什么呢？
They were to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God.
他们要出去传讲好消息，就是神的国的福音。
That men should repent and believe on Jesus Christ.
人要悔改，信耶稣基督。
But there is also clearly a symbolical intent in his decision.
但是同样的，在这个决定里面也有一个象征的意愿。
To the Jews of that moment of history, 70 represented all the nations in the world.
对那个时候的犹太人来讲，其实这个数目字的意义就代表世界上所有的各国各族。
In other words, as the Lord Jesus looked up to the cross on which he would suffer,
换句话说，就是当耶稣抬头仰望他要上去受苦的那个十字架的时候，
At the same time, he looked out over a world and over history to multitudes who would believe on his name.
他也那么在对这个世界，对所有的历史，在那个地方所有那些世界上的人，历史上的人，在观看这些人呢，要相信他。
How do I know that he thought in this way?
我怎么晓得他是这样想呢？
Please examine the second verse of chapter 10.
请各位查考第十章的第二节。
And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful.
他对他们说，要收的庄稼多。
This past week, down south, I saw a very abundant harvest in process. Harvest down south in Taiwan.
在这个过去这个礼拜里面，我到南部啊，看到那个要收的庄稼实在很多。
Very beautiful.
那个庄稼很美。
But here is something more beautiful and more wonderful.
但是我们这个地方讲的庄稼，比我在南部看到的一个庄稼是更美更好。
The harvest of souls of those who would be brought back into fellowship with the living God.
这个庄稼就是那些已经成熟的灵魂，他们要被带到神的面前，那个庄稼太多了。
So as he looked up to the cross, he looked out over a world who would believe on him.
所以我们看到耶稣抬头在仰望十字架的时候， 他就观看这个世界上面所有要相信他的人。
You know, so often we in the Christian church feel like we're only just a few people.
各位要知道，我们在教会里面的人常常这个想到，我们教会是一个小小的圈子。
But if we look out over the world today,
但是如果我们要看这个世界
，if we look out over history,
如果我们要看历史
，the harvest is plentiful.
我们就晓得庄稼实在太多。
But Jesus also added these words.
但是耶稣也这样讲了。
In verse 2.
那就是在第二节里面。
The laborers are few.
做工的人少。
Those who will follow me, those who will suffer for me, in order that others might hear the gospel, are few.
这个意思就是说，那些要跟从我的，那些要为我受苦的人，他们为什么是受苦呢？为了让那些人可以相信我这件事受苦的人实在是太少。
If we really consider the person and the words of the Lord Jesus Christ at his moment of decision fulfillment,
假如我们要仔细地思考主耶稣基督在这个重要关头，什么重要关头呢？就是应验圣经上所讲的这些事。下一个决心的重要关头所讲的话
Then we will begin to feel something of the burden of decision which he personally wants to put on our hearts.
那么我们就会感觉到就会感受到这个做决心的这种负担他希望我们在心里面能够担负起来的
This is why he lets us meet three different persons thathe met on his way to the cross.
因此耶稣基督啊决定让我们会会三个人这三个人就是主耶稣临上十字架以前在路上所遇见的
His demand on them and on us is the same demand.
他对于那三个人的要求以及他对我们的要求都是一样的
They must decide to take up their cross and follow him.
他们必须要下定决心背起他们的十字架来跟从他。
So must you.
所以你们也要这样，也要如此。
So must we, every man.
我们每一个人都当如此。
Now in verses 57 and 58, we want to meet this first person.
在第九章五十七节到五十八节，我们来会一会这三个人当中的第一位。
The first person is aware that he must decide for Jesus Christ.
那么第一个人呢，他已经晓得他必须为。
The first person is aware that he must decide for Jesus Christ.
那么第一个人呢，他已经晓得他必须为耶稣做一个决定。
But he clearly doesn't understand the cost that is required.
但是他不十分清楚要付的代价。
This person did not have to be persuaded to act.
这个人呢，用不着人家要劝他做这面做什么事。
He had a very quick, impulsive nature.
那么他有一种很机敏很快下决定很快的这种性格
But his very quick impulsive action was in itself an escape from decision
但是他的机敏迅速的决定呢只是要逃避做一个决定
He himself came to the Lord Jesus
他自己来到耶稣的面前
And he exclaimed I will follow you wherever you go
他对耶稣讲我要跟从你无论你到哪里去
He decided with his lips but in his heart he had not had any struggle
他用他的嘴唇做了一个决定但是他的心里面缺少这种力量
He had not even really struggled with the real issues involved in following the Lord Jesus
他对于跟从主耶稣这样 重要的问题没有做一个征战，没有做一个努力来下决定。
So in verse 58, Jesus told him that if he followed him, there was a cost to pay.
所以在五十八节，耶稣就对他讲了，假如他要跟从耶稣，就要付出代价。
He must not with an easy answer evade the demands required of all who follow the Son of God.
他不可以用一个很这个轻然诺的态度来
evade
这个所有人要跟从耶稣必须要郑重其事的，他不可以很随便的轻然诺的对主耶稣讲话。
There are many within the church, without the church today of this kind of person.
在今天的教会里面与外面充满了这样的人。
Dropouts,
临阵退却的。
Lord Jesus, I will follow you.
主耶稣，我要跟从你。
Everyone who raises their hand, yes, I will raise my hand.
那么请大家如果要相信主的要跟从主的，你举手。好，我愿意举手。
Quickly I say so.
我很快的这样讲。
But my head and my heart are not hooked up together.
但是我的头脑跟我的心思不是能够合作无间的。
We make light-hearted vows to follow the Lord Jesus.
我们在跟从主这件事上轻然诺，随便的许下愿了。
But after a while we find that they are not going wherever he goes.
但是我们后来就发现他们并不是照他们所讲的，主耶稣到哪里去他们就跟从到哪里。
They must first have their own way.
他们必须要照他们自己的意思。
This is an example to consider.
这是我们要思想的一个例子。
Another example in escape from decision is set before us in the person of the second young person.
那么另外一个逃避做决定的是另外那个第二个青年人。
In verses 59 and 60, you also can meet this second person.
在五十八节跟五十九节，那么各位也同样的可以五十九节跟六十节。各位也能够同样的遇见这一位朋友。
This particular person did not come rushing up to the Lord Jesus.
这个人呢没有他挤到前面来到耶稣的面前讲话。
Jesus himself directly sought him out from the crowd.
耶稣基督自己从众人当中把他叫了出来。
Jesus gave him the challenge, follow me.
耶稣给他一个命令，一个挑战，你跟从我。
And to this challenge, this young man replied.
对这个挑战呢，这位青年人这样回答说，
Lord, let me first go and bury my father.
主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
Now we must not misunderstand the way in which Jesus dealt with this young person.
我们不可以误会耶稣对这个青年人打交道的态度。
God's will that we honor our parents is clearly revealed throughout the Bible.
神希望我们尊敬我们的父母，在圣经里面很清楚很明白的向我们启示出来。
But our Lord looks at the intents of the heart.
但是我们的主是看我们心肠肺腑。
And the Lord could perceive that this young person's answer was an escape from decision.
主耶稣可以很清楚地看出这个青年人的内心呢，是想逃避做一个决定。
He also knows about our moments of opportunity.
主耶稣也晓得我们每一个人在机会来的时候，在我们重要关头来的时候，那个里面的观点。
He knows that moment when we must decide for him.
他晓得那个时刻是我们应当为他做决定的时刻。
That moment when we can no longer delay, no longer put off.
那个时刻是我们不能够延缓，不能够单延的。
To some he says, the harvest is plentiful now.
他对某些人说，要这个要收的庄稼多。
I want you to follow me now.
我希望你们现在跟从我。
Let those who are spiritually dead take care of this family matter.
让那些在灵里面死了的人去照顾他们家里的人。
That is, those who are separated from God, who have nothing to do with me, let them take care of it.
那个意思就是说，那些与神隔绝的人，他们跟我没有关系，你让他们去照顾他们家里的人好了。
Your opportunity of decision is now.
你的决定的机会是现在。
You cannot wait any longer.
你不能再等。
The harvest is plentiful.
因为庄稼多。
I want you now.
我现在就要你。
Follow me now.
现在你就跟从我了。
Jesus sought him out.
耶稣基督把他叫出来。
And personally spoke to him these words.
面对面的对他讲话。
Dear friend.
各位亲爱的朋友。
Is that the way the Lord is talking to you this morning?
这个也是今天早上主耶稣对你讲话的方式。
In verses 61 and 62, we find the example of the third young person.
在第61节啊62节，我们看到第三个青年人的那个例子。
His situation at first look appears to be much like the second.
这个青年人的光景，我们初看跟第二个人是差不多。
He wants to first say farewell to those at home.
他先要回家跟他家里的人辞别。
But the answer to him from the lips of God's Son reveals what his trouble really is.
但是神的儿子嘴唇里面所说出来的那个答复呢，却讲出了这个青年人的毛病在什么地方。
In verse 62, we discover that he was not yet fit for the kingdom of God.
在62节，我们看到哪一种人是不配进神的国的呢？
This man was not fit.
这个人就是不配。
Because his decision to follow the Lord Jesus was not with a full commitment.
因为他要跟从主耶稣那个决心呢，不是完完全全的一种承诺。
His was more than just a concern for his family.
那么他是关心他家里面的人。
In reality, he was escaping from life's most important decision.
所以在实际上，这个青年人就是在逃避他一生当中最重要的一个决定。
Even as he said, "Wait, Lord, and I'll be with you in a moment."
虽然他这样讲，主啊，你等我一下，我一会儿就跟你走了。
His heart was choked with concerns that would hinder him from going wherever his Lord wanted him to go.
这个人心里面充满了一种对家人的关怀，这种关怀呢，就会拦阻他跟从耶稣到无论什么地方去。
So the Lord Jesus said, no one who puts his hand on the plow of God's kingdom and keeps looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣就对他讲啊，凡是手扶着犁头向后看的人，他就不配进神的国。
That is another form of drop out, of escape from decision.
这是逃避做决定，是临阵退却的另外一种方式。
Dear friend,
各位亲爱的朋友，
Do you see yourself in at least one of these three young people this morning?
你有没有发现你自己最低限度是这三个青年人当中的一个呢？
They were all three in the process of an escape from decision.
那么这三个人呢，我们看到他们通通都在逃避做一个决定。
But God's Son met them in a personal way.
但是神呢，跟他们是个别的在交通，在讲话。
He challenged them with his words.
他用他自己的话向他们下命令，向他们挑战。
That they would not continue to be spiritual dropouts.
那么要他们呢，不要做属灵的 临阵退却者。
Today, he still meets us personally.
今天他仍然个别的跟我们讲话。
Wherever we are in the multitude and crowds of people, Jesus seeks us out.
那么不管我们是在多少人当中，侧身在多少群众里面，耶稣他都能够把我们挑出来。
Can't you hear him this morning speaking to you personally?
你能不能够听到他在今天早上就对你个人讲话呢？
The harvest is plentiful.
要收的庄稼多。
There are millions and millions and millions of Chinese people yet who must hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
有千千万万个中国人，他们需要听到神的福音。
If there was ever an opportunity for young people who are Chinese to follow the Lord Jesus, today is the day.
假如有青年人要在今天跟从主耶稣基督，那么今天就是他的机会。
Follow me.
跟从我。
How will you respond?
你怎么样回答？
An escape from decision is really a decision.
我们要逃避做一个决定，本身这件事也就是一个决定。
You're deciding that you don't need him.
你如果这样做的话，就是决定你不需要他。
You're deciding you don't need to fully follow him.
那就是说，你决定了不要跟从他。
But this morning he stands before you.
但是今天早上，他站在各位面前。
The harvest is plentiful.
庄稼多。
Follow me.
跟从我。天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。你在今天早上对我们提出这样的挑战，你告诉我们要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。你在我们中间向我们发出这样的呼召，希望我们有人愿意这样来跟从你。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。当初你怎么样对这个三个青年人，今天你也照样的对我们发出这样的呼召。我们求主你的灵感动我们，让我们把你的事情，把要收割庄稼的事情看为最重要的，把我们自己的家庭，把我们自己的事情看为次要。主啊，请你帮助我们做这样的决定。我们自己没有这样的力量，用我们的嘴巴来讲非常方便，用我们的嘴巴向你许愿也非常轻松。我们感谢你，我们赞美你。你今天早上自己亲自向我们发出这样的声音，要我们做一个重大的决定。我们求主你给我们这样的力量，让我们晓得应当如何行，应当怎么样才算跟从你。主啊，你祝福你自己的话与你的仆人同在，也与每一个弟兄姊妹同在，更与我们今天早上初一次来听到的人同在。你让你的话在他们里面成为生命，成为力量，能够帮助他们认识你，帮助他们来到父的面前接受父的赦罪的恩典。主啊，你答应我们的祷告与我们每一个人同在，我们祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿们。
一首快乐颂。